doing yichud for a number of weeks because we haven't really had a ritzifus in Havas Yichud. But I believe this is the final shiur of the series. So the last time we started talking about different heterim that the post can have relating to the Isser Yichud. We spoke about Baila Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach for Rishus HaRabim. I think the last thing we talked about, we said that there's a Machlokas Achronim, whether the Heter Pesach Pasuach for Rishus HaRabim applies only if it's Mamish Pasuach, or even if it's Sogar V'lo No'ul. Let's say the door is closed, but it's not locked. Is that enough? We talked about the details. Let's say a person lives in a society where it's not normal for a person to barge in to a closed door. It's not locked, but it's closed. So if it's not normal for a person to barge in, so maybe the heter doesn't apply because we don't assume that the person will barge in. So we said that there are some persons who say even in such a case, the Chazon Ish wanted to say even in such a case, maybe the heter does apply. Because the person is not so comfortable, right? He's not going to do anything wrong with the woman because he's afraid that there might be a para adam, some kind of a wild person will barge in, even though he's really not supposed to, right? The etiquette is that he shouldn't be barging into a closed door. So even in such a case, there might be a heter. And so I want to say that if the Issa Yichud is only the Rabbonon, as we discussed, the difference between Yichud Daraisa, the Rabbanan, when are different circumstances, if it's only the Rabbanan, perhaps there's room to be made, even if it's Sagar below no. But it's not such a strong heter, right? It's a questionable heter, so it really should only be used as a last resort. We discussed that it might be better to actually give a key to a next-door neighbor and have the next-door neighbor come in every so often, because that's definitely Pesach Pasuah, the person is coming in, checking out things. So that would that's a better way to solve the problem. Than to keep the door closed if it's not locked. Some of the poskim point out that the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim applies not only if the Pesach is Pasuach, but even if you have a Chalon Pasuach. Let's say a person can draw the shades, and there's a window that looks out from the public area where there are two or three, or right, at least three people that are walking by. Right? Not that they're walking by then, but they have access to that area. You don't need more than one person to save a Yichud. But it's open to at least three people who are living in the chatzer, living in batim that are empty into the chatzer, or it's a public thoroughfare. So if you have a window, you know, a big bay window in the front of the house, and you want to, there's someone there in the house that there's an issa yichud with, so then you can sequester yourself in the room with the window and open up the window so that everyone from the street can see you. Lechora, that's Pesach Pasuach as well. Doesn't have to be that the door is open, but even if the chalon is open, that might solve the problem. That's what the Ezer Mikodesh in Hilchos Yichud wants to suggest. The poskim discuss, does the principle of libo gaspo help by Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim? Meaning if the people are comfortable with each other. They're comfortable with each other. They're not foreign to each other. They're not strangers, but rather they're comfortable with each other. So by Baila Be'ir, the Gemara talks about that if Libo Gaspo, the heter of Baila Be'ir doesn't help. Because once Libo Gaspo, we're afraid that the Yetzer Hara is going to be too strong. They won't be able to control themselves, and it might lead to inappropriate behavior. What's the din if you have Pesach Pasuach, L'Rishus HaRabim, but Libo Gaspo? Does Pesach Pasuach help or not? So that's a big machlokas in the poskim. It's not a fairish in the Gemara. It's a machlokas in the poskim. Someone has suggested it depends how Pasuach is. If the door is mamish open, then the chur, even with libo gaspa, that should be okay, because if the door is mamish open, that's not a mokum seisa, that's not called yichud. If the door is not completely open, it's only sogur below no'ul, right? It's sogur, but it's not no'ul, so it has a din of pasuach, but it's not really pasuach, so maybe then the heter is based on the fact that the person is afraid. Mirtas, he's afraid. It is a mokum seisa, the door is closed, but the person is afraid to do anything wrong, because people are going to see. Right? So if you're already talking about the person being afraid, the door is closed, but he's afraid, so then you might suggest that if Libo Gaspa, he doesn't care, his Yetzer Hara is too strong, and then his Mirtas falls away. Right? That's the Shaila. Right? Do you say that if the Delis is Sogar V'lo No'ul, but Libo Gaspa, is there a Heter of Pesach Pasuach? Maybe there is no Heter anymore. Because once it's Libo Gaspo, once they're so familiar with each other, so then we're afraid that they might engage in inappropriate behavior because the Yetzer is so strong, even though he's Mirtas, that someone's going to come in, but that's not enough to counteract his feelings for her. It's a shaila. When do these shailas come up? What are some scenarios that we have for Baila Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach where you have to lean on these heterim? So one situation that's commonly discussed in person is, let's say a man is a doctor. The doctor or a healthcare professional or some kind of professional that has clients coming to him. And some of the clients that are coming are female. Right, so is it permissible for the doctor, I mean, it's talked about in the context of a doctor, but it could be anyone, it could be a lawyer also. Right? If the client is a female client and they're meeting behind closed doors, is there a heter? Or should we say, no, it's an issa yichud? Shaila, big shaila. So someone has suggested, well, if Baila Be'ir, maybe there's room for heter. We talked about the scenario of, you know, what situation of Baila Be'ir? Are you expecting the husband to come? Not expecting the husband to come? Does the husband know she went? Or doesn't know she went? Complications. But that's one way, that's one source of heter. That may be Baila Be'ir. Others want to say, maybe this is called Pesach Pasuach. Why? Well, in the case of a doctor, if a nurse is going to come in together with the doctor, and the door is only closed, but it's not locked, and there are secretaries in the main area, so you're talking about a situation already where there's a yichud with three or four women. It's not yichud with one or two. It's a yichud with three or four. We mentioned that Rabbi Natan and Rashi have a machlokas, whether with three or four women is an issa yichud. Even if there is an issa yichud, it's only the Rabbanan. So perhaps if the door is, if it's only a yichud the Rabbanan, so perhaps there's more room to be mekel. There's more room to be mekel by yichud the Rabbanan. Some want to add that uman lamara umnase, that the doctor is not going to do anything wrong because then he'll lose his whole practice. Right, so putting the svaras together, some want to suggest maybe Baila Be'ir will help, maybe Pesach Pasuach will help, maybe the doctor will never do anything inappropriate because then they'll sue him or someone will find out and he'll lose his whole practice. Many poskim are willing to be mekel that a woman can be alone with a doctor in an unlocked area as long as there are some people in the waiting room and there's a secretary at the desk that already will solve problem of yichud. But there are poskim who point out that only applies during the day. If this is the last appointment, and sometimes people go home, you know, it's the last appointment, the secretaries have left, that could be a much more serious problem. Or if someone is meeting with a lawyer after business hours, where it's not pasuach to the whole firm, right? The door is not pasuach, there aren't any people there. It's not so poshut. It's really not so poshut that yichud is going to be permissible in that situation. What's more, someone comes to a psychologist, let's say, a psychiatrist. That's a very different situation. There they want privacy. There we might suggest that no one is going to be coming in to interrupt them. So there the issa yichud might be even more serious. Nowadays this is not as much of a problem because of a liability issue. People are always afraid that they're going to be sued. So very often a nurse is going to come in every so often just to check on the situation. So it's not as great a problem as it was 20 to 30 years ago. But what some firm professionals did is they used to install a video camera. No one has to hear what I'm saying to the client, but as long as there's a video camera that people can see what's going on, then the issa yichud shouldn't apply. Because if you hold a Pesach Pasuach, Lushas Rabim is not just Pesach Pasuach, but even Chalom Pasuach, a video camera is the same as a Chalom. So as long as you have a video camera installed, I mean, clearly we're talking about a psychologist. We're not talking about that, you know, it's a private examination, right? But if you're talking about a psychologist meeting with a client, with a patient, where they're sitting opposite each other, the question is whether something inappropriate is happening, a video camera would be sufficient to save the yichud problem in that situation. What's with the live-in mate? That's another very common situation. We talked about this a little bit. If there's a live-in maid, a cleaning lady, or someone, a non-Jewish lady, or a babysitter, that could be a Jewish lady. Right? A person is in the house, and the husband wants to be working on a Friday morning, let's say. Wants to be working, or in the middle of the week, wants to be working in the house, and the wife is not there. So that could be a serious yichud issue. So how do you get beyond that issue? So one way is to keep the front door open. But that's very difficult to do. So we suggested last time that the best solution is to give the keys to the next door neighbor. Let a male friend who lives nearby, let him come in once or twice every time that you're home. So he doesn't have to tell you exactly when he's coming, but he'll come in at some point in time, and that'll be matzil, because we said that if you have two men with one woman, that's not an issur yichud. So that's the simple solution to the problem. Give the keys to the next door neighbor, let them come in every so often, and that will solve their problem. Okay, these are the first two heterim for the issur yichud, Pesach Pesuach and Bar Leviyim. Another heter that they talk about is that there are some krovim that in general there's no issur yichud for. There's no issur yichud. It's not a heter where there would be an issur yichud, but there are some situations where there's no issur to begin with. That's the other type of heter. There is no issur to begin with. The Gemara itself, the Gemara in Kiddushin, says that a son is allowed to be mesiachet with his mother. And the poskim say it's not just the son with the mother, but rather any issur erva for which we assume that there's no hirhur, right? The type of krovim that there's no hirhur, like a father with a daughter, a mother with a son, right? These kinds of situations, or grandchildren, right? A father with a granddaughter, a mother with a grandson. We assume that there's no hirhur, so then there's no issur yichud. In fact, some quote this as a raya that issur yichud is a siyaga tubia. Because the whole problem is you're afraid it's going to lead to something, but in this situation, we're not afraid it's going to lead to anything. So therefore, the issur yichud falls away. The Gemara in Kiddushin has a very interesting situation. Kiddushin on Daf Pei Aleph from a base. A brother with a sister. Gemara says there's no issur yichud of a brother with a sister. We don't assume that anything inappropriate is going to happen there. But it's also for a brother and a sister to live together with each other, but often kavua. They're not allowed to rent an apartment together. Right? They can't live but often kavua together. But there's no issur yichud. Question is, what does it mean just to live bakroi, to live temporarily, that it's just a yichud problem, yichud issue, as opposed to living ba'ofen shel kviyus? So that's not so posh. There's a big machlokas in the postum about that. Some postum say that anything less than 30 days, that's not called living bekviyus. That's ba'ofen arai, and that's permissible. Others say, no, one night or two nights, that's called arai. But once you're talking about three nights, that's already called adira bekviyus, and that would be prohibited. The poskim say that even according to those who assume that less than 30 days is not a problem, if that's not called a kviyos, what does that mean? It still has to be a dira ba'akro. Less than 30 days is not the only thing that it has to be. It has to be a dira ba'akro. But if you're living somewhere ba'ofen kavua, even if it's less than 30 days, that's not called akroi. L'mashal, to rent an apartment. Right, you know, let's say a person's taking a summer course. So his summer course, you know, is over after 29 days. Less than 30 days. His sister has an apartment in the city. So he says, you know what, I'll live there, for 29. I'm going to take an apartment. We'll take an apartment together. Right? She's going to be there longer. Let's say she'll be there for 3 months. And they're going to take an apartment together. He'll be there for 29 days. So is that permissible? Post can say, no. Even if you assume that less than 30 days is not called a dira bekvius, but to take an apartment together bekvius, that is a kvius. Right? You're living there. It's not like it happens to work out this way. But that's mamash adira together. That could be a serious problem. He also point out, let's say parents go away on an extended vacation, a two-week vacation, and the brother and sister are a home. Right? That's not adira bakroi. They live at home. So they're living at home together. For 2 weeks, there's no one there but the brother and the sister because the parents went away. That's so poshut that that's permissible. It might be kedai that they split up. Maybe the girl will go to her friend, or the boy will go to his friend. It's not so simple that they should be able to stay in the house for 2 weeks together with the parents away. So it's a shaila. It's not so simple, because that might not be called a dira bakroi, since this is their makom kavua to live. If this is their makom kavua to live, that might not be called a dira bakroi. That's not included within what the post can talk about, that a dira bakroi is permissible for a brother and a sister to live together. Bakroi, literally bakroi. Right. Let's say a sister has an apartment in the city, and the brother happens to be in the area. He can't get home, and he wants to stay over one night. That's permissible. Well, he stays over two nights. That's permissible. Right. But to plan to be living there for 4 weeks, you know, that might be called a dira b'kviyas. Even if it's less than 30 days, that might be a serious problem. So a shaila really should be asked. In many of these circumstances, to figure out exactly what kind of adir it is. Is that called adir bakroi, or is it called bekvius? Poskim also talk about, in this realm of certain krovim that there's no issur yichud, adopted children. Adopted children is a serious shaila. that the poskim have, because the whole heter of Issa Yichud is that we assume that the Yetzer Hara is not sholed unproven. But it could be that biological relatives, the Yetzer Hara is not sholed on, but if it's not a biological relative, then there might be a problem of the Yetzer Hara being sholed. What's more, it's definitely libo gaspa. Right? Let's say the adopted child is a boy. Right? So if the adopted child is a boy, the boy is definitely libo gaspa with his adopted mother. So Baila Be'ir won't even help. You'd start to think, well, Pesach Pesach Lusha Sarabin, Baila Be'ir, but once Libo Gaspa, certainly Libo Gaspa, he knows his adoptive mother very, very well. He feels very close to her. So then if Libo Gaspa, a lot of these heterim don't apply. Many poskim are very machmir, that you have to somehow figure out a way that to solve the yichud problem. But if there's going to be a yichud problem, it's not so poshut. Now, if the one who is adopted is a girl, so obviously the girl with her mother is not going to be a problem. The girl with the adoptive mother is not going to be a problem. It's not going to be an Isser Yichud. So if the husband always is careful never to be home alone with the girl, so it's much less of a problem. But to adopt a boy is much, much more serious issue. The Tzitz Eliezer has a famous kula. He quotes a Lavush that wants to suggest that the fact that a son is allowed to be Mesiachim with his mother, that's because not only she's a biological mother, but the fact that she's megadeles also, the fact that she raises him, so that creates a certain relationship of mother-child, and that takes the hirhur away. So if you assume like that, so then it could be as long as the child is adopted at a younger age, poskim say if it's below the age of 9 for the boy and below the age of 3, for the girls, and if they're not royal labia when they were adopted, so then one could suggest that since the mother is raising the child, the father is raising the child, so the hirhur that might exist by other people will not exist in this circumstance. That's the kula that a lot of people rely on. That they assume that if the parents raise the children, they're adopted at a very young age, and the parents raise the children, so then we don't assume that they will be here, and therefore the issa yichud does not apply. Of course, that's only talking about if the child is adopted. But if the parent is in a second marriage and the children were older, right? If the parents get divorced, let's say, or a parent passes away, and then the remaining parent marries someone else, so that could be a serious problem. They're not being raised by that step parent. That's a serious issue. Right? We're not talking about that a child is adopted at a young age and the parent is actually raising the child, but if it's a second marriage, so then that could be a very serious issue. What some of the poskim suggest is the heter that we mentioned before, that if you give the keys to a next-door neighbor and have the next-door neighbor come in frequently, you know, sometimes you can have a next-door neighbor that is very friendly with the family, they don't feel uncomfortable with that person. So tell the next-door neighbor about the situation. The next neighbor sometimes will know about the situation. Nothing to be embarrassed about. It's a wonderful thing, adopting children. But as long as the issa yichud is solved, so if the next door neighbor knows that they have to come in every so often to solve the issa yichud, so that could be a big room for kula, right? That would be Pesach Pasuah, because the next door neighbor is coming in every so often. Just make sure that they're the right gender. Right? If the next door neighbor comes in, the problem is if we're talking about the mother with the son, right? So if the next door neighbor is a man, so then you have two men with the woman, so then that should be okay. Yes?
Would it make a difference if the kid
doesn't know that he's adopted? Yeah. Right. So if you assume that there's some biological